Genetics and Evolution, Enemies from the Beginning.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Answers in Genesis Ministry. Ken, I thought that evolutionists require genetics to be their ally. So how can they be enemies?
Actually, they've been enemies from the very start. Let me explain, Mark. Gregor Mendel, the father of genetics, was a contemporary of Charles Darwin. At the same time that Darwin was claiming that one kind of animal could change into another, Mendel was showing from the new science of genetics that this would be impossible. You see, while Darwin's ideas were based on erroneous ideas about inheritance, Mendel's conclusions were based on careful experimentation. Had the scientists of the day understood what Mendel was doing, Darwin wouldn't have been able to convince them of molecules to man evolution. Even today, scientists have to ignore the science of genetics to maintain their evolutionary beliefs. Real observational science shows that there's no mechanism whatsoever for new information to be added to the genes to enable evolution to occur. That's why I said that genetics and evolution have been enemies from their beginnings. Now, where would you rather place your faith? In the ideas of man that go against observational science, or the Bible that is confirmed by such science?
What does the Bible say about why there's so much suffering and death in our world? Well, Genesis has the answer, as Ken Ham reveals in a free booklet found on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.